to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz, and it's great to share morning devotions. Thinking about the psalm that many people know, millions of people know, Psalm 23. The Psalms Now version actually has a different version. It says, "When I feel empty and alone, he," that's the Good Shepherd, "fills the aching vacuum with his power." The Good Shepherd, I guess, also sees the inner wounds. When the sheep were injured, the shepherd was there with the oil to help that sheep. And the author of the psalm, Psalm 23, is David. And David actually struggled. He had many of his own hurts and failings. He committed adultery and he arranged the death of the woman's husband. He knew what guilt was like. And so there were feelings of worthlessness, and but he'd got through and he'd seen that God was the Good Shepherd. He'd been through the tough times. I think he came to the point, probably as an older man, and realized that it is God that all that really matters, eternal God. That's why I guess he said, "He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you, Good Shepherd, God, is with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me." It's true that God will actually supply all our needs. That's what Paul said in Philippians 4:19. God guides us. God has given a unique purpose to all of us. If we could just stop and understand what it is, what is the purpose that God has given you? I think we need time to understand that. It was Malcolm Muggeridge, the great British journalist, who once said that when he looked back over his long life, he said he really had to conclude the most difficult and painful experiences of his life were the most valuable. An amazing statement, don't you think? Does that resonate with you? When you look back on your life, are the difficult experiences the things that mean the most, the things that are the most valuable? I think that sometimes we struggle with that, to understand that God is with us in the hard times. But the rod and the staff of this psalm symbolize protection and comfort. They're really there as a guide to help us. God is there. An author by the name of Philip Keller was a shepherd. He wrote a book called A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. He grew up in the British colonies of East Africa, and he saw the shepherds firsthand. He saw the way that they were able to just get a stick and make it into the rod. And he understands how it was the rod was there as a not just protection, it was also there as a discipline. For example, if the sheep got into all sorts of trouble, perhaps they were eating away at the grass, oblivious to the dangers that were around them, this shepherd could bring out his rod or even throw it at the sheep to startle the sheep, to bring it back perhaps from the edge of a cliff or some kind of point of danger. The staff, that was a long, slender stick rather than a short, thick stick. The classic shepherd staff that we think of today has a crooked one end, and that was used to bring back perhaps a little lamb, bring it back to the safety of the other sheep. So Keller said that the staff is a symbol of the compassion that a shepherd has for his sheep. No other word can better describe the function on behalf of the flock than it is for their comfort. Whereas the rod, it gives the concept of authority, of discipline, of power, the rod and the staff. One is an instrument of discipline, the other is an instrument of comfort. So true, isn't it, of the 23rd Psalm. And I think as a Christian person, we need the shepherd's staff and the rod. We need to be reminded that it's not just a matter of coming to church on a Sunday. We need to get out and show that love to other people. And that does take a risk sometimes. It reminds me of Ben Hogan, one of the great golfers of all time. He happened to hit some spectacular shots on the golf course, and the journalists were asking him about this. He said, "Well, I'm just lucky, I guess." But Mr. Hogan, the reporter said, "You practice more than any golfer that I've ever seen." Well, he said, "The more I practice, the luckier I get." That was about discipline, isn't it? That's true, isn't it, in the Christian life, that the Lord disciplines those that he loves. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "You and I must be willing to pay the price." Well, Lord, we do understand Psalm 23, a great statement. Help us, Lord, to love the shepherd as we go about our life. I pray in the name of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.